Check. One, check.
Sorry?
Yep, check. So is that signal okay?
Can you say something, please? 听得到吗?
Is it on?
Maybe not.
Is it on?
Okay. 可以吗? 这样听得清楚吗? Okay. 谢谢。
Okay, 我们开始。 We begin, as we should do with every class, naming our sins to God the Father.
就像每一堂课开始一样, 我们对我们的天父认罪。
Okay, so let's do that now.
让我们开始吧。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间来研读您的话语。
We give thanks for the freedom that you've given to us under the laws of divine establishment.
同时呢，也在您给我们的神圣的建造中，让我们有自由学习。
And for the technology which enables us to be able to share your message with people outside of the classroom.
同时也感谢现在的科技，你给我们的科技，让我们能够在课堂以外的同学也可以一起来分享这个课程。
And above all, we give thanks that the Holy Spirit has provided us with the Word in order that we can know your plan.
也感谢圣灵能够教导我们，可以让我们了解你的计划。
And that through knowing your plan, we also know you as well, and to form a great relationship with you and the other two members of the Trinity.
那也感谢，除了让我们了解你的计划，也更认识您，以及在。
And the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ is okay.
Yeah, 就是在天父、圣子与圣灵三位一体，好的，这三位让我们都能够更认识他们。
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking about evil. That's been the sort of the study we've been doing lately.
我们最近呢都在谈的是邪恶这件事。
And again, this is all part of our study that we were doing relating to Genesis chapter 6, because when you get down to verse 5, it talks about much evil in the world.
为什么谈到邪恶，是因为我们在谈创世纪第六章一到四节，甚至到第五节的时候，都在谈这个世界上的邪恶。
And over the last two or three weeks, we've been finding out that evil is this concept which is really comes out of Satan's strategy called the cosmic system.
而这些邪恶呢，其实是来自于撒旦他所创造的一个系统，就是属世的系统。
We often have the word cosmos in the Greek, which means the world, but we can relate that to the cosmic system because it's a system that Satan has invented.
这个属世系统的这个字根就是世界，那其实这个世界的属世系统就是由撒旦他所创建的。
Okay, so that word there, just excuse me, I'll put it up on the board. And you see it many, many times in scripture. Okay, the Greek word is cosmos. K-O-S-M-O-S, or actually the K becomes a C in the English.
好，在这个希腊文里面的cosmos这个字呢，后来到了英文用C来代替K，它这个字就是世界。
And in the Greek, the Koine Greek, it actually means the world.
在这个希腊文就是世界的意思。But
for some reason, in English now, if you look in an English dictionary, this word cosmos actually means like the universe. It means outer space and bigger things.
但是在这个我们的英文字典里啊，把这个cosmos这个字呢，把它放更大，变成有点像是宇宙的概念。And
then you have another word that comes out of that, cosmic. And cosmic sort of relates to something that can be a little bit strange and weird and beyond human understanding.
那有一个字呢，是后面的那个OS改成了IC, 就cosmic，就变成比较是有点好像超乎人能想象的一些奇异的事情。
Yeah, that's actually an adjective. So,
奇异的概念。
So you don't want to get confused with those meanings, because when we look at the word cosmos, the original meaning from Greek, it really means the world.
好，所以我们不要把这个奇异的这种概念与这个 cosmos 这个世界把它混淆了，所以我们其实这个字就是当作世界来看。
And it has a few different sort of applications. For example, in John 3:16, when it says, "For God so loved the world," it uses the word cosmos. So in that case, cosmos just means all the people in the world.
在约翰福音三章十六节里面有讲到的这个 cosmos 这个世界的意思是讲世界上的人。
But then you'll have other times you see the cosmos, and say, for example, "Do not love the world." And that's talking when Jesus was talking to his disciples. Do not love the world or the things of the world. That's relating to the cosmic system.
那在那个圣经里面有提到，那个耶稣说不要爱世界。这个世界讲的呢，反而就是所谓的属世系统的概念。
Okay, so again, you have to look at the context to decide how that word's going to apply to the particular subject you're looking at.
所以你要看你的前后文哈，它到底这个主题是在讲什么，这个才能了解这个字要用哪一个解释。
Okay, and there's another word you see sometimes, which is aeonos. I think that's right. And sometimes in English it comes out as eons, which means a time period. But aeonos can just mean an age, or times. Or sometimes in English you have this word epoch, which means a period of history.
But why you mention this?
Because it also relates to the cosmic system. For example, in Romans 12:2, don't follow the things of this aeonos, but they translate that as world or of these times. It depends on the translation.
Oh. Which scripture?
That's Romans 12:2. We'll have a look at that later.
因为在罗马书十二章第二节里面哈，有用到另外一个字叫
aeonos.
Aeonos.
Yeah.
这是希腊文。然后它其实讲的是那个时代，那所以就是说，因为在这个罗马书十二章第二节里面讲说，也不要去跟随这个时代，这个时代的意思也就有了比较是这个世界系统的时代。
And we talk about Satan being the prince of the world or the ruler of the world. There's also passages which relate to Satan being the ruler of the age. So the word cosmos and aeonos are synonymous terms, really.
好，所以因为我们讲过是说，都了解撒旦是这个世界的王子，他等于世界的王，所以他那个在经句里用的字也是这个时代这个概念，就是说他是这个世界这个时代的王。
If you were looking for a word which covered both of these concepts, we could talk about world history, because there we're talking about the things of the world. You know, the things in the world are not just geographical or at a certain time, they move through history from the past to the future.
因为我们在讲这个世界，它讲的不是一个地点，不是一个地理性的世界而已，它还包含了整个世界的各个从历史上面的不同时代，一起都要算在这个世界里面。
Okay, so the Bible does use both of these terms relating to the cosmic system. They're both part of that concept.
所以在圣经里面把这个不管是世界上面那个字或下面这个字，就是一个是比较地理性的，一个是时代性的，都是属于整个属世系统的一个世界。
And it's interesting, if you study history, and history can be very interesting actually, you do see how there's trends in history, how things go up and down and things change a little bit, there's different trends.
其实我们在研读历史的时候 会非常的觉得有趣，是因为历史它时代一直在改变，那有些事情就比较兴盛，有些的比较低潮，所以它整个世界的变化是非常有趣的。
But one thing you can be sure of, that evil is always a constant part of world history.
我们也能够很确定的看到呢，就是邪恶它一直会是在影响世界，一个不同阶段都被邪恶的势力所影响着。
Okay, but you will see that some countries are more evil than others, or some periods of time are different to others in regards to evil, depending on the thinking and the souls of the people at that time.
而我们也会看到呢，就是说这个一个世界，它的从地理性来讲，它被分成很多的国家。那在不同时候，有些国家它就是比较邪恶、比较黑暗；然后在有些时代也是一样，比较邪恶、比较黑暗。
So that's why I want to bring in this little like a mini study called "Being on the Right Side of History."
因此呢 ，Tim 要特别想要讲一个小的、一个旁支性的一个小的主题，叫做"站在历史对的一边"。
And being on the right side of history, it's a fairly new kind of a phrase, I think, that's sort of come into speech not so long ago.
这个说法哈，站在历史对的一边呢，可能是这近期的时代呢，才有人在用这个说法的。
It especially becomes more apparent or more obvious. In a nation, for example, you might have two groups with opposing views. That's what we call polarization. It means that they're coming from different poles. And then one group will say, we're on the right side of history. And the other group says, no, we're on the right side of history. Meaning that they're thinking or doing the right things.
而这个说法呢，你会看到，就有的时候会一个国家它有两个不同的对立性的这个党派，然后呢会有一边讲说，哦，我们是站在历史对的一边，然后另外一个党派也说，我们才是站在历史对的一边。
Often what happens is they're both wrong. The only way you can be on the right side of history is if you're following God's plan.
但是很常常会发现呢，这个两边都在争，说他们站在对的一边，结果后来其实两边都是站在错的地方。就因为在历史上，我们都看得到，唯有站在跟随神的那一边，才是对的那一边。
There's a concept which is really interesting as well. I'm not going to talk about it tonight, but the kernel mentions. Often you'll see in history you've got evil one versus evil two. So you have these two sort of evil groups fighting each other, both thinking that they're correct, of course, but they're both wrong.
在那个上校牧师他有一个很好的说法，但是我们今天不会多讲，但是他的说法就是说呢，常常会是两个组团队，一个团队是叫做邪恶第一团，另外一个是邪恶第二团，所以他们其实都是邪恶的。
Just to give you a quick example, I noticed that in England, we've talked about the Muslim immigration problem, and now in England there's a lot of Muslims and they're putting their kids in the schools, of course.
像比如说在英国他们有很多的穆斯林的这个族群，然后他们把孩子送去学校读书。
At the same time, the homosexuals and the, we call the LGBT people, the lesbians, bisexuals, gays, transgenders, you know, these different perverted types, they want to put their agenda in the schools as well. They want to teach, for example, that to be gay is okay, and they're trying to teach us at the schools.
You mean they are teachers?
Not necessarily, not all of them. There's some teachers, but they're trying to push the Ministry of Education to teach in schools that it's okay to be gay, for example.
那比如说这种这个就是同性恋的人，他们也希望在学校里面能够教育同性恋为正确，是可以同性恋的这种概念。
And then you have these two groups protesting and sometimes even turning into fights outside the schools. The Muslim parents and then the homosexuals. Like, you know, who's going to have the right to teach their program in the schools?
那结果呢，穆斯林的这些父母啊，跟这些同性恋的这些团体，他们就彼此呢非常对立，因为他们都希望用他们的价值观来教育他们的这个新一代的小孩子。
Might just have to speak up a bit because it's some...That's an example of evil one versus evil two.
所以这就是所谓的邪恶一团跟邪恶二团的一个对立状态。
And for those of us who know better, we just sit back and we watch the show.
那对我们来讲呢，我们就只好坐在旁边来当旁观者。
Yeah, you don't have to get involved, obviously.
你绝对不需要参与。
But again, to be on the right side of history, God is the one who sets the standard for what is right and what's wrong, of course.
那对于我们来看，神才是真正来决定谁是对谁是错的评判。
So if you're following the will of God, assuming you know what the will of God is, then you're always going to be on the right side of history.
那如果你了解神的话语，神所说的话，什么，我们是跟随神的话，就会知道什么是对，什么是错。
Okay, and you don't have to defend your position. You don't have to get into arguments with other people. You don't have to justify yourself.
而你呢，千万不必认为你需要去说服别人，然后也不需要认为你需要调整你。明明你已经跟随了神，你就不用做调整。
Just by following those concepts, you can have a lot of peace in your soul.
如果你能够跟随着神的话语，跟着他的这些概念，你就会在你的心、你的魂中有得到平安。
You don't have to get angry at other people when they don't agree with you.
你也不需要因为别人不同意你而觉得生气。
And you don't have to get frustrated when you find that maybe other people are having maybe a political advantage or having more development in their agenda and their way of thinking.
你也不用因为他们可能得到了某些政治上的地位或者是他们得到比较多的利益你就觉得说哦，这个是一个失败。
You know, if other people are doing the wrong thing, and they might be having great victories and promoting their cause, God will take care of that. You don't have to worry about that.
而那些明明是做的不对的、选择错误的、不属神的这些人，他们将来的会怎么样，是由神来决定，由神来决定他们未来的景况，所以不需要你来担忧。
I'll just give you three examples, and that should probably take up most of the lesson today, of people that were either on the right or the wrong side of history.
所以我们今天听要给我们讲一些历史上的事情，那这些事情呢，都会看到，让我们看到说他们或许是站在历史上对的一边或者错的一边。
Okay, and the three examples we have the Germans, meaning the general German population in the time of Nazi Germany.
那第一个例子就是德国人他们在那个纳粹在德国掌权的时候。
Okay, and that's obviously under the rule of Hitler, which really began about 1933-34 up until the end of World War II.
那这当然就是希特勒在管理德国从1933年到第二次世界大战结束。
And we'll revisit the example we had of the guy that tried to assassinate, or there was a team of people actually tried to assassinate Hitler and how they failed.
那我们上次提到说，在那时候有非常多人都想要让希特勒这个杀死，想把希特勒给暗杀，然后其实都没有成功。
Another example we have is Anne Frank, and I hope you know about Anne Frank. She was a girl, she was born in Germany and then grew up in Holland.During World War II, she was a Jewish girl.
这个安法兰克这个女孩子呢，她是在德国出生，后来去
Holland,
去荷兰。
And she was Jewish. Her family was Jewish.
她是一个就是犹太人家庭出生的。
Yeah. Now, the only reason we know about her and why she became famous was because she kept a diary during her time that she was hiding with her family. They were hiding away from the Germans.
他会变得那么有名呢是因为他一直在躲藏那个纳粹的时候呢他一直都有写日记所以他的日记记载了非常多的事情。
Okay, and she eventually died because of the Nazis, but the diary has been a great legacy for history, for Jewish history, really.
而他呢最终呢还是被纳粹给杀了可是他的日记却保留下来了那这变成了是在那个时代的一个很重要一个历史的证物。
And the last example we'll have is Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah during the Old Testament. He had a lot of opposition from the Jewish people as well. So he was Jewish, of course, but even his own people, as a prophet, you know, prophets are often persecuted.
同时就耶利米也同时是一个犹太人，但是他跟很多的
So he had a lot of opposition from within the Jewish people, from his own people.
他即使是他是犹太人，但是他跟那一群犹太人，他所在的时代的犹太人有非常多的意见不同的地方。
But we'll look at the first example now. Okay, the Germans in the time of the Nazis.
第一个我们要来谈的是在纳粹时代的德国。
Now, when Hitler came to power, and that was within a democratic system, millions of people, they had a lot of hope now that they had this new leader who was very dynamic.
当希特勒刚被选为德国的领导的时候，领袖的时候呢，所有的德国人民对他是抱着非常大的期待。
With a lot of fiery speeches, you know, it was very dynamic in his speaking. And he promised them this great land of Germany, how they would expand Germany. And one of his platforms as well was to get rid of the Jewish people.
那他那个希特勒是一个非常会演讲的人，所以他的这种演讲都非常具有震撼力哈。那他在那时候呢，就常常给演讲，而且他允诺他的德国人说，他们将会德国的领土会越来越大。同时呢，他也允诺说他要把犹太人给铲灭掉。
Now, history would tell those people, if they were alive today, that they were making a very bad decision to raise up this man as their leader. We talk about in hindsight. So if those people knew what was going to happen to them, They certainly wouldn't have given Hitler their support.
而在那个时代呢，很明显的就是说，大家并不了解希特勒的带领将会影响到历史到什么程度，所以如果他们知道的话，他们绝对不会支持希特勒。
Yeah, but anything that's in the past, in history, you can see very clearly because you know the consequences. But what you need to do to stay on the right side of history is to know the consequences before things happen, right?
因为从你回头看历史呢，总是很容易看的，因为你会看到它那个整个的因果关系。好，那但是呢，所谓站在历史对的一边，就不是说等到事件过去以后才去看到，而是在还没有发生之前，你就要看到历史将会因为什么而造成什么后果。
And that's why the study of history is a very important part of Bible studies.
所以研读历史其实是我们研读圣经很重要的一个步骤。
Because if you can learn from history, and you can learn by history, then you can realize what can happen in the future as well.
因为你如果认真读历史，你就比较能够理解将来未来会怎么发展。
Remember, as Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun.
就像所罗门说的，没有事情在太阳底下是新鲜事。
And things do come around again, so that's why we can learn from the Bible, even though it's thousands of years old.
而很明显的事情总是转不出千年前历史的规则。
Now those people that supported Hitler, they were on the wrong side of history.
而那些支持希特勒的，很明显的，现在就我们都知道，他们站在了历史错误的一边。
Yeah, one thing that should have given them the message, that should have warned them, was that they were involved in anti-Semitism, and the Bible clearly warns that God is against anti-Semitism.
而他们最大的一个错误就是他们呢站在反犹太的这个概念中，而其实我们圣经早就告诉我们不可以反犹太人。
Yeah, history has proven time and time again that if any person or any country or any ruler has been anti-Semitic, they've been wiped out in a really serious way, a vicious way.
而历史或者是已经让我们看得很清楚，就是任何人曾经站在反犹太人的那一边的时候，他们不管是一个领袖、一个国家，他们如果站在反犹太的话，最后这个团队一定会被完全失败。
They might become powerful for a very short time because God will often use them to punish the Jews for their evil activity.
那他们是有可能这些反犹太的领袖或人，他们在短暂的时间内可能好像权力很大，但是呢，这是神是要用这些人给他们一点短时间的权力，让他们可以稍微教训一下不对的犹太人。
But ultimately, nobody survives or nobody gets away from anti-Semitism without any punishment.
但是几乎不可能说任何一个反犹太者不受到很严重的惩罚。
And we saw that with the examples. Remember, they had the war that the Arabs had against the Jews, the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War, and they got really badly beaten.
就像我们上礼拜天的时候讲到说，那个六日战争，好，还有另外那个以色列四周的国家都要侵略他们以色列的时候，这些国家都受到非常大的惩罚。
Okay, and when the Germans followed Hitler as their leader, for many years actually, maybe about 6 or 7 years, you know, Germany was really advancing in all of Hitler's goals, and they were doing really well.
而像当时呢，拥护希特勒的这个德国的状态呢，在那六年的期间，希特勒当权的期间，他们的确中间曾经非常非常成功，一直扩大他们的统治的领土。
But around about 1943, so that's after the World War II had been going for maybe 3 or 4 years, things started to turn around and the German people really started to suffer quite seriously. The World War II actually began in 1939. And then within about 3 or 4 years, Hitler had great advances, but then the war started to turn.
那二次世界的大战大约是在1939年开始的，到了1943年的时候呢，整个局势啊，就是德国领战胜的局势就改变了，就开始是节节落败。
And before then, the Germans had been having great prosperity because they'd been having all of these basically like slaves working for them, and they'd been taking money from the Jews, and the country had really been prospering.
所以在前期 的时候呢，德国其实是非常的成功哦，一直打胜仗，然后把很多国家的人都好像变成他的奴隶，然后同时他们又从犹太人的手中家里拿走很多的金钱财宝，所以整个德国变成是个很丰盛的状态。
But then, especially after the Americans joined the war in Europe, you know, now Germany is getting bombed, and now people are suffering a lot. You know, people are dying now. Once the Americans joined the war,
那自从那个美国人开始加入二战之后呢，那就不一样了。但很多人呢，就是德国那边就开始失败，然后很多人也死了。
Okay, now we're going to stop the Zoom, so we'll just close down for 5 minutes and then we'll open up again.
好，我们休息5分钟再回来，请大家赶快5分钟后回来 Zoom。